is a presentation of KSL Sports. Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left takes it and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good evening, Cougar Nation. Welcome on in to another edition, inside look of BYU basketball here on Cougar Nation. It's your show. You got to call in 801-575-8255, giving you the weekly check-in on all things Cougar hoops. I'm Mitch Harper. As you heard on the promo, BYU insider for KSL Sports. Joined as always by my co-host on Cougar Sports Saturday and here, Matt Biamonte, who's on remote right now. Matt, good times right now for this BYU basketball team.
Great times, Mitch. That was a sensational win against West Virginia, which we'll be breaking down over the course of this next hour as we take your calls. And then we'll, of course, look ahead to Oklahoma a little bit. 4-4 in Big 12 play, Mitch. They're in a really good position heading into the month of February.
So much to like about this BYU basketball team, and it begs the question, who has been BYU's best player through the first half of Big 12 play? Weigh in on that, Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255, or you can share your thoughts and anything with this BYU basketball team. But right now, let's get to the takeaways.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
Cougs take down West Virginia on Saturday, 86-73. Matt, this was a game that going in, it felt like a dicey proposition because Ali Khalifa, he was out due to the flu. Didn't even make the trip to Morgantown, and West Virginia was a healthy group, feeling confident, a perfect record at home in Morgantown. I mean, West Virginia defeated Kansas in Morgantown, yet BYU comes away with a double-digit victory and wins decisively.
It was an outstanding win, Mitch. And you look at West Virginia's stats, they got good games from their best players. Carissa, 23 points. Jesse Edwards, 16-7. Battle, 14 points as well. But everyone else did not contribute. And that's where I think this BYU defense has done such a great job in Big 12 play, is they're very rarely letting the bench guys, the rotation players, beat you. And then, of course, it helps a lot, Mitch, when BYU, who's finally getting Fus Traore back and healthy, he puts up what maybe his best game he's ever played. Right, Mitch?
He was outstanding. Fus is playing at a high level right now for BYU, and that's where takeaway number one. It was an important victory with a shorthanded roster to get that production from Fus, 1 point shy of a career high. He finishes with 24 points, 9 rebounds. West Virginia interim coach Josh Eilert, he acknowledged that without Ali Khalifa, it changed things for BYU.
Credit to BYU and Coach Pope and their approach to the game today. You know, I think without Khalifa, I think they did some different things against us that we probably weren't ready for. But credit to them and their approach to the game today.
On a less discussed note, BYU also was without Townsend Triple, who wasn't there too. He's another walk-on big man. So again, it was a shorthanded team, and Noah Waterman, he was dealing with a sickness, and yet to find a way on a cross-country trip to come away with a 13-point win, this BYU team's playing outstanding, and I think it ties into takeaway number two, Dallin Hall. He was brilliant against West Virginia. Matt, he goes for 12 assists, a career high, and only one turnover. Any thought and maybe negativity surrounding Dallin Hall from the fan base? That can go by the wayside right now because he's playing at a high level.
He's playing some of the best basketball of his young career. In his last three games, Mitch, he's had 21 assists to 3 turnovers. And BYU's 9-2 on the season when he has 5 or more assists in a game. The way that he is getting his teammates involved, he's running the offense. I think it all started a few games back, if I remember correctly, in that Texas Tech game. It didn't look like he wanted to score. Even though he was driving to the rim, he was always looking to kick, and it was causing turnovers. Since then, I feel like he's been more aggressive with his shot, and he's been attacking the rim at such a high level, and that's opened up his ability to pass the basketball. He's becoming a really, really good point guard. And look, great BYU teams, Mitch. They've had great point guard play. Danny Ainge, Jimmer Fredette, Kyle Collinsworth, Dallin Hall is playing at that level. Can he sustain it? That's the big question, but he's playing some fantastic basketball right now.
He's received some high praise. You know, back in the day when he was at Fremont High School, Donovan Mitchell called him a hooper when he was leading Fremont High to a state championship up here in Salt Lake. And now, recently, over the weekend, we had Jimmer Fredette on Cougar Sports Saturday. And if you missed that interview, go check out the Cougar Sports Saturday podcast. But you asked Jimmer about his thoughts on how Dallin Hall's playing in his second year at BYU. And Jimmer, the all-time great that he is, he gave high praise to Dallin.
More steady. You know, he's continuing to get better every game. You know, playing against, going from the WCC, now playing against the Big 12 competition every night is an adjustment, right? Especially at the point guard. And honestly, you know, he's one of the only ball handlers on the team. He's the guy that has the ball in his hand 90% of the time. That's what coach wants, right? Because he's the legitimate only real point guard that he's playing right now. So it's something that he has done a great job of getting better at. I thought last game against Texas, you know, he was great in the pick and roll, especially at the end of the game. And it wasn't always him making the basket or always him getting the assist, but he was making the right read. And then the team was being able to play off that. They were able to get easy buckets. So he's progressing, getting better. And this type of play, you know, this early in his career is only going to continue to help him get better. And, you know, I'm excited for his future.
I love that next level analysis from Jimmer, because he talks about making the right read, something that, you know, is not measured in a box score, but it did feel like Dallin was just in the flow of this BYU offense. And he's been playing pretty well defensively, too. I thought he had a great game against West Virginia, and you hope that it can continue. He was only the 11th player in college basketball this year to have a game with 12 assists and only one turnover. Outstanding performance for the sophomore guard.
Another takeaway, Mitch, before we get to some of your calls, 801-575-8255. Let us know your thoughts on the win against West Virginia, and you can answer our question of the day as well. Who has been BYU's best player through the first half of Big 12 play? Another takeaway, though, Richie Saunders is playing some dang good basketball. He is critical to this team's success because I think he's the best cutter on the team, which is key when you have great passing big men like Ali Khalifa. He wasn't there against West Virginia. He was sick, but throughout this season, he's been a great passer. Dallin Hall, he's cranking it up. Richie Saunders is great at backdoor cuts, getting to the rim. He's a fantastic defender, and now he's shooting the three ball at an impressive clip, above 50% over his past couple games. Richie Saunders, man, I have been so impressed with him. He has been insanely consistent in Big 12 play, and to get that kind of production, Mitch, off the bench, especially with Robinson moving into the starting lineup, you still are getting bench production. Richie Saunders getting it done. That's critical, in my opinion, to this team's success.
And I love that Saunders has just embraced his role. And I think back to the Baylor game, I think that was game two in the Big 12 schedule. He was the one guy that was just running downhill, and he continues to do that every single game. You know, for so many years, it felt like in recent seasons, you didn't know what you could count on night in, night out from this BYU program. We're getting to a point, it's now game, you know, 21 games are in the rearview mirror. I can count on Richie Saunders every single night to give you around 8 to 12 points. He's going to attack the basket. He's going to run downhill. He's going to be a pest on the defensive end and make teams want to throw elbows at his face because he's just that guy on the defensive end. I love what Saunders has brought to this team, and he's only a sophomore. And that's kind of the theme with this entire BYU basketball program right now. They're reaching these incredible heights in college basketball, number 9 in the KenPom ratings, number 7 in the net, number 21 in the AP top 25 as of today. But they're young. I mean, you still got Richie Saunders. Dallin Hall's a sophomore. Ali Khalifa still got eligibility. This is the team outside of Spencer Johnson that could all run it back in essence next year. Now, I would assume Jackson Robinson's probably going to move on if he can be, you know, truly an NBA draftable prospect. But this group can really build together. And this was the vision that Mark Pope had. And it was a path that I don't think many people felt that BYU was going to be led to success in the toughest basketball conference in America, and it's working. And I think the unique style of this BYU team is creating headaches for Big 12 foes. BYU's offense stretches opposing defenses. Mark Pope talked about that after the win in Morgantown.
It's really important that we try and stretch teams to guard 27 by 50 feet. Most teams make you guard 21 by 50 or 18 by 50, and we're trying to get it to 27 by 50. You know, it's extra 250 feet that you have to guard, and with the personnel we have and the way we play in our skill set, we need to work hard to continue to try and make teams guard in space.
Good. He's absolutely right, Mitch. And they've done a fantastic job these past two games in wins over Texas and West Virginia. We take your calls here. That's why it's called Cougar Nation. Let's get out to the phone line. Our dear friend, Linda, we love having her on each and every week. Linda, who impressed you from the win against West Virginia?
I think Foose did, and I think Saunders did too, like Richie Saunders. Like you guys said, he did a really good job too. Now, how many points did Noah get?
He finished with zero, and that was due to him being under the weather. He was playing with a sickness, but kind of another up-and-down roller coaster performance for Noah, who had, prior to that game, been scoring at least 17 points in the previous three.
Yeah, he did. That was really good the week before that he did that. I was really glad he did, and I'm really impressed. But I think if we're careful, we can win all the other games. If we play good, we'll win, hopefully. I'm hoping we win the rest of our games.
Well, thanks for the call.
That would be outstanding.
Thanks for the call,
if they
Linda.
They were able to do that, Mitch.
They would be, you know, BYU's in a spot, Matt, with the schedule where they've got Oklahoma coming up tomorrow night, and we'll preview that game a little bit later this hour. But they've got a real spot where they could get on a run and go on a 4-5-game win streak, which is just unthinkable in this conference with how difficult it is. But right now, they're on a 2-game win streak after a pair of victories over Texas and West Virginia. The schedule's a tad bit lighter, and I hate to even say that because, again, everyone in this league can get you on a moment's notice. But I like the spot that BYU's in, and they're playing with confidence. You just hope now that they can get healthy and get everyone together because still, you know, when one guy returns, someone else goes out. Oh, Foose is back, and Ali Khalifa now gets the flu. It's just kind of an in-and-out deal, especially in the front court with BYU. But you wonder, if it all comes together personnel-wise, BYU could be a pretty special team this season. Let's take our first time out. On the other side, we'll get to our question of the day. Who has been the best BYU player through the first half of Big 12 play? We'll get your thoughts, 801-575-8255. It's Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio.